Greetings in the name of God our Father and His Son Jesus Christ. Today we are talking about the sixth out of the seven annual festivals of God. And this sixth festival is called the Feast of Tabernacles. Now what is it that God wants you to learn from observing the Feast of Tabernacles? What lessons are valuable for you that's wrapped up in the symbolism of the Feast of Tabernacles? Well, that's what we're going to discuss today. So to start off, let's please turn to Leviticus chapter 23, and we'll read in verse 34. This is Leviticus chapter 23, and in verse 34. Here we have God saying to Moses, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, and you shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord." So far, we have three key things that we see here in this verse. It says that on the 15th day, that's the first thing, of the seventh month, that's the second thing, you shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles, and it shall be for 7 days. That's three things. It's on the 15th day of the seventh month, and it is observed for 7 days. All three of these have very important lessons that we can learn in our Christian journey. Let's continue on, but now in verse 39 of Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 39. Also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of your land. So notice that it also talks about gathering in the fruit of the land. When you gather in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day, there shall be a Sabbath. Now let's drop down to verses 42 through 43. It says, "You shall dwell in booths." We have another key ingredient to understanding the lessons God wants to teach us through this Feast of Tabernacles. It says that you shall dwell in booths. So tabernacles, booths, that's the same thing. It's a temporary dwelling, and we do this for the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. "All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt." So that's the next thing that we see, is that God wants Israel to remember that they dwelt in booths when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. So there are seven things that we just saw in this verse, and they give us clues as to the lessons God wants us to learn from observing the Feast of Tabernacles. So what are those seven clues? The first thing is that this Feast of Tabernacles was on the 15th day of a month. And which month? This is the second clue. It's in the seventh month. The third clue, this Feast of Tabernacles was to be kept for 7 days. The fourth clue is the name of the feast itself. It's called the Feast of Tabernacles, or booths, when people dwelt in these temporary dwellings for the 7 days. Then the fifth thing we see is that this is a time of harvest. It's a time of ingathering, gathering in the fruit of the land. Then the sixth thing that we see is that God said that he wanted them to remember that it was he that brought them out from Egypt. And then the seventh and final thing is God wants them to remember that it is he who is the Lord their God. So all seven of these things are important for us as Christians. And we're going to begin today to talk about these seven clues and the lessons that we can learn once we unlock the meaning of these seven clues. So for the first clue, we have the 15th day of the month. Why did God say that the Feast of Tabernacles would start on the 15th day of the month? What happens on the 15th day of the month? Well, the way that Satan has deceived people into observing a month, which has nothing to do with the moon, you can't tell what's happening on the 15th day of the month, save for January 15th and December 15th, August 15th. There's nothing special that happens on the 15th day of those months, and that's because these are months that are totally made up by mankind under Satan's inspiration. But God's month, which is in synchronization with the moon and not in sin S-I-N, synchronization with Satan's system, but is in synchronization, S-Y-N, is in synchronization with the moon that God has set in the sky to teach us lessons, on the 15th day of this month, something special does happen. And what is that? Well, what it is that on the 15th day of the month, there is a full moon. And this full moon is significant. So let's step back just for a second. We were talking in earlier programs about the Feast of Trumpets. Now, the Feast of Trumpets is the fourth out of God's seven annual holy days, or his seven annual festivals. That's the Feast of Trumpets. Now, that starts on the first day of the seventh month. On the first day of a month, there's a new moon, and the new moon is when it's totally dark. Then you have on the 10th day of the month, the fifth out of God's seven annual festivals, which is the Day of Atonement. Now, nothing in particular is happening on the 10th day as it relates to the moon, but on the 15th day of the month, you have a full moon, which is when the moon is totally light. And this is the Feast of Tabernacles, which is on the sixth out of God's seven annual festivals. So, again, to repeat, on the first day is trumpets, and there's a new moon when it's totally dark. And then on the 15th day, there's tabernacles when there's a full moon and it's totally light. And in between, on the 10th day, is the Day of Atonement. So these three in a row in the seventh month teaches a very important lesson. What is that lesson? Well, trumpets, when there is a new moon, which is on the first day of a month, and this is every month in God's calendar, when it's a new moon, it's totally dark. That is representative of darkness over the entire world. When there is a new moon and there's totally dark, there is darkness over the entire world. And specifically, in the seventh month, where there is a feast on the first day of the month, and this is the only month in which there is a feast day on the first day of the month, this is the Feast of Trumpets, this pictures darkness over the world. And as you might remember from previous programs, we talked about the Feast of Trumpets being the time when Jesus Christ returns to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, of course, this is right after the Battle of Armageddon, when the world has just about totally obliterated itself. And for the people that haven't been obliterated, most of them will be obliterated by Christ when he does return, as he fights against the nations to put down all rule and rebellion. So just like it was during Genesis, when it said that there was darkness over the earth and then light came, this is that same picture. When Christ comes into the world, and he is the light of the world, of course, there's going to be almost total darkness over the world as Satan's reign comes to an end, as sin has reached its height. Now Jesus Christ is coming back to set up the kingdom of God here on earth. This happens as pictured on the Feast of Trumpets. This is the time when there's a new moon, when it's totally dark, and that is representative of darkness being over the world. But then on the 10th day of the month is the Day of Atonement. And as we saw in previous programs, 10 is often used in the Bible as a time of judgment. And this is a time when the moon is brighter as it marches toward full light, when the moon becomes full. But on the Day of Atonement, this 10th day of the month, it is symbolic of judgment. And who is being judged? Well, primarily Satan the devil is being judged, and he has been convicted. Therefore, he has been cast into prison, bound for 1,000 years, as it talks about in Revelation chapter 20. So his judgment is that his system that has gone on for 6,000 years is finished. It has doomed people to darkness. But then on the 15th day of the month, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, we have a full moon, and this is representative of it being totally light, i.e., there's light over all the world. That's because Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and now he has come to set up the kingdom of God over all the earth, to rule and reign for 1,000 years. So this is going to be the beginning of the 7,000th year, Because Satan has been ruling for 6,000 years, this will be the beginning of the 7,000th year, and during this 7,000th year, the world will have a rest from Satan and will rest in the Messiah. So this Feast of Tabernacles pictures the beginning of the full reign of Jesus Christ in light, and that's why on this 15th day of the 7th month, it is held, because that is the day on which there is a full moon. And also, it's very, very interesting to note that during the 7th month of the year, during the Feast of Tabernacles, this is the only time during the course of the year when there is complete light upon the world. In other words, when the sun is up, the moon is also up. When the sun sets, the moon is already shining brightly. And then when the moon sets, the sun is already up. The sun is already shining brightly. So this is the only time in the year when that occurs, when there is complete light upon the entire earth. In other words, upon the entire world. That's the way it's going to be when Jesus Christ returns to this earth. And isn't that a beautiful picture, my friends? When you start to understand God's clock, God's calendar, God's system of worship, the way God has intended it, when you begin to observe these 7 annual festivals, when you begin to see the clues that unlock the meaning and the depth to your Christian life and the power and majesty and plan of God, you should fall down flat on your knees and face and just thank God for His undying love, for His incomprehensible wisdom, for His beautiful 7-step plan of salvation as revealed in God's 7 annual holy days. So that's just the first clue, is the 15th day of the month. And it represents full light being over all the world because the moon is full on the 15th day of every month. Then we have the 7th month itself. The feast actually falls in the 7th month of the year. Now, why is this important? Well, the 7th month is the end of God's agricultural year. It's not the end of the calendar year, but it is the end of the agricultural year. And this is extremely important because really all of God's 7 annual festivals are based on the agricultural season in Israel. So let's go to the scripture to prove that this 7th month is the end of the agricultural year. You know that I like to go to the scriptures, and indeed we must go to the scriptures to support all of our beliefs. And this is how God speaks to us, is through His word. So let's turn over to Exodus chapter 23, and we'll read verses 14 and 16. This is Exodus chapter 23, and in verses 14 through 16. Here it says, that 3 times you shall keep a feast unto me in the year. These are the 3 great festivals, the time when all people should come together. 3 times you shall keep a feast unto me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread, and that's the time when you shall eat unleavened bread 7 days. And then you shall also keep the feast of first fruits of thy harvest labors. See that? Of thy harvest labors, which you have sown in the field. And you shall also observe the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when you have gathered in thy labors out of the field. So we see that the feasts are based on the agricultural season, and that in the 7th month, which is the last month of the year, for the agricultural season, we have the Feast of Tabernacles. And we'll pick back up on that in our next program.